Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is the Coast Tone 107.7 Triple M.
It is a study by Australian researchers on family life has found women are continuing to do the bulk of the housework in 2020.
Hallelujah!
But as I say to my wife, I said, babe, if you're good at it, keep doing it. That's what I keep saying to her.
It's fueling tensions between partners, not at our place, though. Flinders University professor in psychology, Damien Riggs, he says this research, oh, it's only 600 people interviewed across Australia. That's nothing. That's not bloody a survey or a sample. It's so small, 600 compared to what have we got, 24, 25 million? Now, the big question is, are men engaging more in household duties? I say yes, but the data suggests otherwise. It says no. We've got Sam with us this morning. G'day, Sam.
Hi, Paddy. How are you?
Yeah, good. How's things?
Oh, a bit cold down the lake this morning, but otherwise really good.
Yeah, it's a bit chilly, buddy, this morning, isn't it?
It's a little bit chilly down here.
How cold was it yesterday and Saturday?
Yeah, it's about the same now this morning. I think it's about 5 or 6, or might have heated up now. I'm walking, so.
Yeah, good stuff. Hey, we're looking at our dads still shirking on chores, they reckon. A study by Australian researchers on family life have found women are continuing to do the bulk of housework in 2020. I say lies.
I say true.
Truly?
Yeah, my husband is a very hard worker. He's only got a few jobs at home.
Yeah.
And that's doing the bin.
Yeah.
That's about all I like him to do, because then if he does anything else, I've got to redo it.
Okay, so does he do the bins correctly, though?
Well, yeah, I couldn't give him a tick for that, but as a dishwasher or anything like that,
hopeless.
I've got to redo it.
Oh, is he? What's his name? Exposing.
His name's Marty. Hello, Marty.
He's
probably listening. We call him Schleprock.
Schleprock.
You know, from the Flintstones, the guy that breaks everything.
You know, you're not really selling him to us this morning.
No, it's true. And all of his friends, if anyone's listening, they'll go, oh, God, she's giving Schleppy another half time on the radio.
So Schleppy, so he does the bins and that's all. Does he cook?
He cooks. He's a very good cook. But I've got to clean it. No, I do all the cleaning after cooking.
Okay.
Because it's usually up on the splashbacks, on the floor, on all the cupboards.
I think he's my brother, because my missus complains about. She said, I've never known anyone who just needs to cook steak and veggies who uses every pot and pan in the place.
Yeah, I'm not too sure how he gets spaghetti bolognese up on the air ducts and things like that, but it always tastes good.
Vanessa Benson, confirm or deny, shirking their duties at home, men, are we or are we not?
Yes, you are.
Oh, get out of here. You've been drinking again. That's what you have. You've been drinking again.
No, I haven't been on the turf this weekend, guys.
Why? What's your husband's name? Is he a lazy good for nothing?
His name is Shane, thank you, guys.
Shane, okay.
Yes.
What duties does he shirk?
Guess what? If you were to come to my house, guys, I've got hardly any grass. I have big gardens, but I've only got a little patch of grass to mow. It's not that big, right?
Yep.
It's one of those things that comes down to the end of the list. So, you know, when the grass gets up to about the ankles, a little bit higher, you know, he looks at it a bit more and he goes, oh, hang on, can get up to the knees, but should I?
I give him a
He's
break.
Not a very good gardener, mate. He's not a very good gardener, Paddy. Not at all.
All right.
Not at all, unfortunately. I've got the green fingers, not him.
Okay, thank you, Vanessa.
107.7 Triple M.
The Peninsula Touch Association, you know, the summer competition is upon us. And to find out more, we've got the president in waiting of the Peninsula Touch Association, Mike Barry, with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I think I'd rather go for president of the USA than president of the Peninsula Touch, but we can talk with that.
A few issues with the association, Mikey?
Not at all. Good bunch of blokes. Good bunch of people.
Vote one, Mike Barry, when the elections do come up for the Peninsula Touch Association. Mate, the summer comp, not too far away, so that's why we're talking this morning. It's pretty close, bud.
Yeah, mate. The first game actually kicks off October 14. So they're pushing pretty hard for numbers. We've got plenty. We're just looking for a few more, I guess, for the women's comp and the social comp as well, which are two very good competitions and good fun as well.
Mikey, if you're hopeless, just say hypothetically, you're just hopeless, they'll find a team for anyone, won't they?
Yeah, look, you can put a team in, or you can just come down and you want to register. There's a number of divisions, but One of the good divisions is the social comp. Now, it's all social anyway, but the social competition, it's non-competitive. You know, there's no table. There's no trying to vie for top spot and win a premiership. It's very good competition for those that haven't played for a long time or are just looking to have a go.
Oh, good. So they don't get in blues like a la Dora Creek the other week. Nothing like that.
Not at all, Tony. There's a lot of halos down there. It's all very shiny and, you know, and angelic.
Okay. So if you want, as you said, you can register a team. How many in the team, Mikey?
Look, you have six on the field at all time. I would recommend, as a touch football professional, probably you'd want at least 10. But, you know, as long as you've got six on the park, that's all that matters. And if you only got six, that's good for fitness.
And so it ranges from what, Division One right through?
Yeah, it depends on how many teams they get. I think last comp they may have had five divisions, as well as a women's and as well as the social comp. But one of the things we find is that for summer comp, we had a lot of families come down and they play, you know, with other families. They finish the game and then they go for dinner.
So, good stuff.
You know, there's a number of clubs and places around that people go for dinner, but they use the summer comp as, like, who could be asked cooking after a game of touch? So they'll come and play their game and then go out with the family for dinner. So,
hey, Mikey, how many did you have registered last year?
I'm not telling.
Okay, yeah, keep that. Okay,
classified right. Information.
Okay, hang on.
Pass that on to the Trump administration.
Hang on, we'll put that in the kind of silence. Okay, sorry about that, Mikey. Okay, all right. Okay, thanks for that. He told me. Jeez, it gets hot in there, Mikey, doesn't it? Nose to nose. I hope that was your nose. Now, if people are registration's closed 7th of October, so that's not too far away.
No, that's right. They just need to Google Peninsula Touch. It'll have all the details on there, as well as all the COVID safety rules that are in place for this competition.
And Mikey, so when do you play? Where do you play, I should say?
Play Wednesday nights at McAvoy Oval, and the first game normally is around 6 o'clock. And depending on the amount of grades they get, they play right through till about 8 o'clock. I think it's generally the last game, but it depends on how many grades we get.
Okay, so McAvoy Oval Wednesday nights you play. Registrations close the 7th of October. First round starts 14th of October. So all the info, just Google Peninsula Touch Association. Hopefully you get a few members, Mike. It's really good to get out there and have a run around.
Yeah, it's been really good so far, and summer comp is a great comp. So just if anyone doesn't know where McAvoy Oval is, just look for McBarry Hill and they'll be fine.
All right, president waiting for the Peninsula Touch Association, Mike Barry. Thanks for joining us, Mikey. You're a good man.
Thank you, Paddy. Thanks, guys.
This is the news that doesn't make the news. It should be in the news instead of the other news.
Anyway, Silly has sent me something. I'm talking about Rob. And he's allowed to do one space story a week. Anyway, he sent me two. I said, all right, I'm going to do them for you. Play the theme. Thank you. Now, as if Tom Cruise couldn't get any more outlandish, he apparently has plans for a space trip in 2021 with the help of Elon Musk. So we're talking space. There were whispers early this year that Elon Musk, NASA and Tom Cruise were in negotiation to shoot Tom's next film in space, and it's now been officially confirmed by multiple sources, including NASA. Rob, shut up. Let me finish the story. We have now discovered that the movie in question will not be the next Mission Impossible installment, but the movie will be directed by Doug Liman, who you might recognise from such films as The Bourne Identity and Edge of Tomorrow. Now, according to the 2021 space travel schedule, which was announced via Space Shuttle Almanac, the outrageous Hollywood stunt has been officially confirmed for 2021. So there we go. Rob, what do you think? He's in there. $200 million budget. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, that's part of his space story he wanted me to do. And the next one, if this story is to believe, have you had, okay, be serious, call the UFO hotline on 132710. I don't know. I didn't even know about this story, but Silly sent me this one too. If a story is to be believed, on August the 7th, 1993, Gippsland woman, Kelly, look, it's spelt Cahill, but she might pronounce it Carl, like, you know, the Carl Expressway. Anyway, we'll call her Cahill. Kelly Cahill saw a UFO and beings from another world. As detailed in her 1996 book, Encounter, Miss Cahill's case had all the hallmarks of the classic alien abduction story of the era. Lost time, strange spaceships, bright lights, inhumane creatures, and inexplicable marks on a body. But her story had something other alien visitations didn't. Independent witnesses who could potentially back up her story. Don't laugh. This is true. Palmer! Stop it. Don't say anything else, please.
And it's got a bone to suck on.
Oh, fuck God.
Suck on a bone.
Oh, now, come on. You didn't have to bring that up in the space story. Along with her then-husband, Andrew, who was in the car with her on the fateful night on Melbourne's southeastern fringes, 13, 27 and 10, the UFO hotlines opened. There were reportedly four other people in two separate cars who would be able to verify her otherworldly claims. Because of the multiple witnesses, the incident was hailed as the Holy Grail, jeez, of alien abduction stories by UFO researchers and enthusiasts. It was the one with the potential to provide definitive proofs once and for all that the truth was out there. Ha! Playing the X-Files theme. There you go. 27 years on, though, the truth about the so-called Emerumum Creek encounter, I don't know whether that's correct pronunciation, is anything but clear. A detailed report into the claims was never released. The other witnesses never came forward publicly, and Mrs. Cahill disappeared from public view. Palmer, why did you send me that? Stitch me up. 107.7 Triple M. With no overseas travel and many state borders still shut, Aussies are piling into their cars so mums and dads can show the kids the attractions that the family saw on those road trips from the 70s, 80s and 90s. And what is it about those big things, you know, like the big banana and the big prawn? Is the big prawn still there at Ballina? I think it is, but it's just on top of a servo or next to the servo. And the big banana, you just walk in, that's it. Anyway, and then you buy your souvenirs. As we go on the holiday road, we got Kylie from Wyoming. Okay, Kylie.
Good morning, Patty.
How are you?
Good, thank you. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you too. Doing it by myself, story of my life.
I know, yeah. I know.
Now, Kylie, we're looking at holidays, school holidays. A lot of people piling on the roads, getting to see these locations they've never seen before. Mm-hmm. Is there a place you'd never visit again?
I've seen quite a few places. Mm. I don't know about never see again.
Mm.
Dunedoo, I probably wouldn't go to again.
Oh, come on, I like Dunedoo. When we went out to Slubbo, no joke, when we went out to Slubbo, we pulled through Dunedoo. There's nothing there. So the thing that I liked about that, my missus couldn't spend any money there. So, anywhere.
You've got to spend money in the small town.
Yeah, I know you do. I know. But she spends like there's no tomorrow. So it's bloody brilliant. Any town like that, okay, geez, wouldn't this be good? Going to Dunedoo. Just sensational.
but people need to get out and about.
Of course they do.
With all the border restrictions.
I know.
The brilliant thing is it's going to revive the smaller communities that have been, struggling due to flood.
That is true. That is true. But there are some places that you shouldn't go back to. Like I won't go back to Dubbo. That's it.
Probably Dubbo. Moree, I wouldn't go to. I wouldn't stay overnight.
Okay.
In Moree.
What about Tamworth? I know you're...
Look, you've got to go to Tamworth. Like, you've got the Golden Guitar.
Yeah, okay, you've seen that.
You've got the community playground that was built by the community, which is brilliant for the kids.
Yeah, but what happens after you see those two attractions? Nothing.
Yeah, but you go back. You spend money in a rural community.
Yeah, but I
want... Tamworth is brilliant.
Okay, I want attractions, though. I want to entertain the kids. And after seeing the Golden Guitar, kids, Golden Guitar, okay, pile back in the car. Kids, community park, get back in the car. See, that's what I
want. Oh, look, there's two community parks in Tamworth. Then you've got your water sports. You can go out to the dams. Oh, They're starting to fill up again.
Jeez, you're selling it to me. So to the dam. Okay, I'll have to get there one day. So
and plenty of shops for your missus to spend.
Okay, well, we're not going there. Hey, Kylie. Kylie, thank you very much for your call this morning, okay?
You're welcome. Okay,
take care. Have a good Monday.
Have a wonderful week.
We set this interview up, and I said that a local band, the Turbo Mints, are reforming. And I did a press release, everything. I said they're going to be up the Doilo. And, you know, I got my mate, Benny Johnson from Wyoming, to play the lead singer of the Turbo Mints. Now, with this interview, every time I asked a question, because it was all set out, venue of the sting. Rob didn't. Every question I asked, he was totally enthused and encouraged. But every question Rob asked, the lead singer of the Turbo Mints, Michael Ray, also known as Ben Johnson, well, he started to cry. And this is how it went. After a 10-year hiatus, Turbo Mints have reformed and are hitting the Doylo for their first gig in a decade.
Mike Ree, Peter Hamilton, Steve Rawlson and Brad Walker make up one of the Central Coast's most loved bands. All their hits in one night, the way music on the Central Coast should be.
And it's a pleasure to be speaking to the lead singer of the Turbo Mints, Mike Ree. G'day, Mike. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Legends. How are we, guys?
Yeah, not too bad.
Going all right.
Hey, Mike, got to ask, how did the reformation occur?
Mate, pretty straightforward, really. I ran into to Hamo at a local event.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him in ages since he moved up to Queensland after the band broke up the first time.
Yeah.
And we sort of fell out of contact, as you do when you catch up with old mates. You have a couple of beers. And
you didn't meet him in the supermarket.
Yeah, so we and it was like we'd never been apart. We reached out to the other guys, had a few more beers, and before you know it, here we are today. Giving it another crack and getting ready to rock the.
The Doylo.
Rock the Doylo.
The name of the band Turbo Mints come from?
Sorry, guys, you caught me a bit off guard there. bit of a sad one, Rob.
Oh no.
Sorry, guys. So,
that's all right, mate.
Sorry, guys.
You're right,
so
buddy?
Originally, yeah. Sorry, okay. Guys. It's just I think with all getting all back together, it's got a bit emotional, but So originally the band was called the Rough Riders. One of our great mates was called Turbo. He was in the music industry
You're right, mate.
Don't apologise. Bringing back sad memories, mate.
Look, it's just after the accident with the croc attack up in the Northern Territory, we had to. Had to dedicate. Sorry, guys. We just had to think of a way where we could dedicate something to him. So, changed the name of the band to Turbo, and bloody, we had to think of something good from Turbo. So, before he met girl, when he went to talk up the girls, he'd always pop a handful of mints. So we
Turbo Mints. So we had to,
make Paddy do it every morning before we meet.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
Sorry, guys.
No, that's okay, mate.
Oh, mate, not at all.
Hey, listen, in the last 10 years, have you ever sung with any local bands, Mike?
So, look, over the years, I've played with a few bands. You might have heard of them. Good local bands, like Squid Munchies, Money for Jam, Dynamite.
Doylo is a special spot. That's where you played your last gig before you guys split up for a while, and you're back again.
Rob, you got me. You've got me again here, mate.
That's the last mate. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No emotional time.
Yeah.
Got me crying like a baby. Sorry, guys.
No, that's right, mate. That's right.
Like the last gig was, it was a magic night. My mum and dad were there. And I guess that's what it upsets me so much. I lost them, only a couple of days later, same weekend. Geez.
After the last gig.
Oh, mate.
Oh, friggin' hell.
Shot at redemption, I guess. For me.
Oh, mate, no. Hey, Mikey, what about, will you be playing your big hit Snakes and Ladders? Is that going to be one of the numbers you're going to be pumping out?
Oh, look, Paddy, you've seen this. I think there'll be a riot if we don't. And to be fair, I think it's only appropriate, that we do. Just like the chorus says, in life you'll have your ups and downs, just like a game of snakes and ladders.
Yeah.
That's definitely
on the playlist.
It's going to be a cracker. Can't wait.
Yeah. And what about a favourite of the band? No longer My Love. Are that going to be played?
That really hits home as well, because that's a song about my first girlfriend, and I've always got to run this one past my mates in the band, because Julie ended up, she had the affair with Tim in the band, and
that
nearly ended
the group.
And then cheers, we ended mate. Everything before it even started. So I'll try my best, but let's...
Geez, Mike, so, I feel like I bent you over the barrels.
Look, mate, I'm so, like I said, I'm so sorry for getting emotional, but it's just, you know, we've...
Mate, it's good to be able to grab... Yeah, it's good to be able to grab hold of your emotions and ride with them wherever they take you.
Yeah,
mate.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, you're right, mate.
Don't you be sorry. No way.
Hey, Rob, I've got to apologise because there's no band and Mike Ray is my mate Benny Johnson.
Oh, you? That is it. I've been looking at Patty thinking, what have I done? You blokes, what a stitch up. That was
it. Hey guys, thanks for subscribing and listening to the podcast.
You know what? We're just realising how good this podcast thing is. You can listen to it anywhere you like, whenever it suits you. So go for it.
Anytime, anywhere.
I just said that.
I know, I'm just saying what you said.
Anyway, I reckon it's about time you put your shirt back on. I've got to go.
See you later, guys.
Hooroo.